So Fiona is on her way, and we are continuing to monitor this system. Right now, Environment Canada has issued a rainfall warning and tropical storm watch. So residents can keep an eye on the town website and our social media. We will update as we get information. Right now, we're encouraging everyone to prepare for strong winds and heavy rain. So you should secure any loose objects on your property, clean out any downspouts, and make sure that you have a 72-hour emergency preparedness kit on hand.
Okay. Is this going to be the kind of situation that the town might need to make use of its new alert system, the Voyant alert system?
Yeah, so obviously we hope never to have to use our emergency alert system, but we recommend all residents sign up for Voyant Alert. So Voyant Alert is the new system that we launched in January of this year. So if you go to our town website, it has all the information on how to register, and you can register to receive alerts on your preferred medium. So there's an app for your phone. You can get alerts via a telephone call, email, or text. So yes, that's a really good idea, is to register for that system just in case there's an emergency.
All right. I noticed Mount Allison is asking people to not park in the King Street parking lot because it's prone to flooding there. Is the Public Works Department sort of tensing themselves, preparing for flooding?
Yes, our engineering and public works department, they're in a state of readiness. They're getting everything ready to go should they need to take action.
Okay. And obviously, if people have vehicles in areas that are prone to flood, they should sort of follow the lead of Mount Ather and get them out of there because
yes.
It very likely could happen,
There's
I guess.
There's some rain coming.
Yes. All right. In the case of an extended power outage, I mean, I think power outages are something that people are expecting possibly along with flooding here because of the high winds. If there's an extended power outage, does the town have things in place where people could sort of find refuge at the Civic Center, that kind of thing?
Yes. Typically, the Civic Center would be... the term might be a warming center or an emergency center where there would be power available. And we would communicate that through our website and social media.
Okay, if that's needed. And the Civic Center has a generator in place, does it? Or I seem to recall that coming past council, but I'm not sure if it actually is in place physically.
Yep, the generator is in place.
Okay, all right, good to know. Any last words of wisdom for people out there who are preparing for this storm?
Just as mentioned, make sure you put away anything that might blow around. Make sure you've got your emergency supplies in place, and just stay safe. If you don't have to be out driving, stay home. If the weather gets really bad, it's always great if the streets are clear so our public works staff can get around. You know, if there's a branch that comes down, they need to get out of the way. It's a lot easier to do that if there's not a lot of traffic to deal with.